This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
A little bit more than 5 years ago, Congress passed and the president signed something called the Post-9/11 Veterans Educational Assistance Act of 2008, the Post-9/11 GI Bill, for short. So far, the government has paid out more than $30 billion in benefits. 1 million people have taken advantage of it. And like the World War II version, the money from the GI Bill is changing veterans' lives and quite possibly the economy. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more.
A good education can be about much more than resume building and career advancement.
Going back to school was what saved my life.
Mariette Kalinowski is a former Marine.
Coming back from Iraq, I was in a very dark place, and I was very quickly spiraling into that point of no return. And if I hadn't had school, I would be in a very different place right now.
Instead, she's here.
I want to start with the Kurt Vonnegut.
Thanks to the new GI Bill, she finished a bachelor's degree. She's now teaching undergrads creative writing while working on a master's in fiction at the City University of New York's Hunter College.
The beautiful thing about human language is you as a writer are trying to redefine the language, find that definition, find that vocabulary that describes what you're feeling.
Some students look a little groggy in the 8 a.m. class, not Kalinowski. When she was in Iraq, she woke up before dawn to ride in convoys manning a heavy machine gun. Her new life as a student veteran continues a tradition going back to World War II. This old informational film explains the original promise of the GI Bill.
Any kind of education and in any part of the country. Trade school, college, university.
Millions took the offer. In 1947, veterans made up about half of all college admissions. That helped the whole economy as they got better jobs. Over the years, Congress cut benefits, even as the price of education soared. But as new waves of vets came back from Iraq and Afghanistan, political momentum grew to make college affordable for them. Jennifer Steele is an education policy researcher at RAND.
There was a sense that we really needed to improve the GI Bill in order to make that possible.
Now, veterans with 3 years of service can get state school tuition paid in full, plus money for books and living expenses. A more generous GI Bill means more vets in classrooms.
It's nice to have the peace of mind knowing that you are going to have the ability and the financial backing to go to school and really concentrate on it and give it 100% effort.
Jesse Williams is now a straight-A student, having gone from Army patrols in Sadr City to classes in New York City. He's about to graduate from John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He recently offered advice at an off-campus career development program for student veterans. Williams and others in the group wear metal bracelets, memorializing friends who never got this opportunity.
Take advantage of your GI Bill so that you don't have to work. You know, you're not clocking in and clocking out somewhere.
The true test of the post-9/11 GI Bill is a few years away, when we know how many veterans like these are not just enrolling, but graduating with skills employers want. That's where concerns about for-profit colleges come in. They pull in a big portion of GI Bill funds, yet critics say some for-profit schools use deceptive and pushy marketing and then don't deliver.
When the motive is money and you're selling a product and you're looking to put people in the seats, the techniques are going to be that much more aggressive.
Holly Petraeus of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says some recruiters have gone after vets with traumatic brain injuries. The veterans later got bills for classes they don't remember signing up for. Kentucky Attorney General Jack Conway hears often from vets who say they wasted their benefits and even went into debt at for-profit schools.
Some of these for-profit schools cease to see this as a public trust and instead see it as a source of revenue to fuel their greed.
He led the fight to shut down a website that looked like an official government site but was actually built to funnel vets to for-profit schools. That's one of several efforts underway to make sure all the money goes to helping veterans better their lives through education.
Yeah, he does have an elitist feel, but...
Back in her Hunter College classroom, Mariette Kalinowski is the kind of success story the GI Bill was created for. Far from the deserts of Iraq, she's now leveraging her education to build a writing career. She's published a story based on her war experience, has a literary agent, and a novel in the works.
There's mornings that I wake up and just almost can't recognize what my life has turned into, and I'm extremely thankful for that.
That's the hope of this GI Bill, a new greatest generation, as service members trade uniforms for caps and gowns. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.